The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, April 15, 2018 is from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 25. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, John chapter 21, verses 15 through 25. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies to these things, and he wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have enough room for the books that would be written. May God bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lessons, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., John chapter 21, verses 15 through 25, New International Version, April 15, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. John 21:15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." After their breakfast, Jesus addressed Simon Peter using his official name. Jesus had earlier given him the name Peter, which indicates the seriousness of their conversation, much as we would use our full name in a court of law or in a marriage ceremony. Jesus' questions relate to Peter's denial of Jesus three times after Jesus was arrested and put on trial, and Jesus' formal questions before the gathered disciples, or at least in the presence of John, began the process of Jesus' restoration of Peter as an apostle of Jesus Christ, for Peter answered in the affirmative 3 times, and Jesus commissioned Peter to serve him 3 times by telling Peter to care for his sheep, his people. These may refer to Peter's occupation as a fisherman. Did Peter love fishing with his partners and making his living as a fisherman more than he loved Jesus and serving Jesus? Peter answered that he loved Jesus more than anyone, anything, and doing anything else. John 21:16. Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." 3 times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, and 3 times Peter answered that he loved him. Much has been made of the 2 different Greek words that Jesus and Peter used for the word love. Some commentators have argued that 1 Greek word for love, agape, that Jesus used in his first 2 questions, expressed a greater, deeper love than the other word for love, phileo, which indicated a friendship type of love that Jesus used the last time he asked Peter if he loved him. Others have argued for the exact opposite definitions or meanings of the 2 words. Some have said that agape love shows total commitment because the love involves the person's heart, mind, soul, and strength. Agape love is willing to sacrifice for another. God the Father and Jesus love us with a sacrificial love that Jesus expressed when he died on the cross. Others argue the reverse, that philia is the higher type of love, whereas philia has often been defined by others as a lower type of love, a friendship type of love. Peter asked Jesus questions 3 times using the word philia for love. Some have argued there is no real difference in the use of these 2 words, and volumes have been written about the different Greek words for love. In any event, at that point in time, Jesus accepted the type of love that Peter offered him. And Jesus knew that Peter would someday express his sacrificial type of love for Jesus and his sheep by the way Peter would die. John 21:17. The 3rd time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the 3rd time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." The 3rd time Jesus asked Peter his question about loving him, Jesus used the word philia for love, and Peter answered with the word philia for love. God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit love us with both agape and philia love, which is love in both the highest sacrificial total sense and love in the friendship sense. Peter only used the word philia every time he answered Jesus' questions, perhaps because he knew he did not love Jesus in the highest sense yet. There is much room for discussion of these verses. We can say with certainty that as believers in and followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus expects us to love him and make him our closest friend, just as he loves us and is our friend. And also, we are to love him in the highest sense as he loved and loves us in the highest sacrificial sense of love. We love God because God is worthy to be loved and because God first loved us. Regarding Jesus' use of different words for lambs and sheep, at the least, Peter and all Jesus' followers are to love Jesus' people, his lambs and sheep, irrespective of their age and other natural abilities and qualities. Regarding Jesus' use of the different words tend and feed, at the least, these words mean Peter and all of Jesus' followers are to make an effort to meet the real needs of Jesus' people as wisely as they can with Jesus' guidance and the resources that the Lord Jesus supplies for these needs. John 21:18. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself, and went where you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. After Jesus restored Peter to his apostleship, he told Peter how he would die. Peter would remain loyal in his commitment to care for Jesus' people, and he would die as a faithful martyr in the cause of his Lord and Savior. When Peter died by crucifixion, tradition says that he requested to be crucified upside down, because he knew he was unworthy to die on the cross as Jesus had died. John 21:19. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Jesus glorified his Father when he obeyed his Father and died on the cross to save his people from their sins and grant them eternal life. Peter would glorify his heavenly Father and Jesus Christ when he died on the cross as an obedient friend and loyal servant of Jesus Christ. No matter what happened to Peter day by day or how he was to die, the important thing was faithfully following Jesus day by day and leaving the consequences with Jesus. John 21:20. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" Peter turned and saw John following and listening to his conversation with Jesus. So John knew what the Lord Jesus had told Peter and how the Lord Jesus had restored him to apostleship after Peter had denied him 3 times. The betrayal by Judas and the denial by Peter were both on John's mind when he wrote these closing verses. Whereas Peter repented and truly showed he loved the Lord Jesus and wanted to serve him, Judas, who also felt remorse for what he had done, chose to hang himself instead of seeking the forgiveness of God. See Matthew 27:5. John 21:21. When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Like many of us in similar situations, Peter naturally asked Jesus about what would happen to John, a fellow disciple. If he was going to die a martyr's death, would John die as a martyr too? John 21:22. Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Hearing Peter's question, Jesus turned to focus back on Peter's relationship with him as his Lord and Savior. Jesus told Peter, "You must follow me." Jesus would decide how long one of his disciples would serve him on this earth. Jesus would decide what type of life and death his followers would go through, what type would best glorify him and influence others to follow him as their Lord and Savior. Jesus told Peter that what he chose for John to do and how he chose for John to live and die was not a matter that should concern Peter. Jesus, not Peter, was the Lord of them both. Jesus insisted that Peter's concern must be about he followed and served Jesus and Jesus' people daily, regardless of the personal consequences to himself. That was more than enough for Peter to be concerned about. Someone else may be honored or blessed in ways that seem better than what we experience, but following and obeying Jesus should be our primary, if not only, concern. Not what God is doing or planning to do through someone else. John 21:23. Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" Jesus did not say that John would be alive when he returned, as he promised. Jesus said that if he wanted John to remain alive until he returned, that should be of no concern to Peter. John was exiled to Patmos, where he wrote a book, the Book of Revelation, and tradition says that John was the only one of the 12 apostles who did not die a martyr's death. John glorified Jesus in a different way from the other disciples. For example, John wrote a great deal of the New Testament, as well as the closing book. John 21:24. This is the disciple who testifies to these things, and he wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. If my counting is correct, according to the New International Version and the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, Matthew and Mark never used the word true. Among the gospel writers, John used the word true the most often. Not counting the book of Acts, Luke used the word true 3 times in the NIV and 1 time in the NRSV. In his gospel, John used the word true 15 times in the NIV and 19 times in the NRSV. In the New International Version, Matthew used the word truth 1 time. Mark used the word truth 2 times. Luke used the word truth 1 time, and John used the word truth 28 times. In the New Revised Standard Version, Matthew used the word truth 1 time. Mark used the word truth 2 times. Luke used the word truth 3 times, and John used the word truth 26 times. John testified to the truth, as in a court of law, under oath, with consequences for lying, perjury. John is the one who wrote his gospel, the truth, and what is true was vital and of saving importance to John. Those who knew John also testified that John's testimony was true. The most important reason to become a Christian and a faithful, obedient follower of Jesus Christ is because the Bible and Christianity are true. What the Bible tells us about God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and everyone's possible relationship with them is true. As Dr. Francis Schaeffer well said, the Bible is true in all it affirms. John 21:25. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. John accurately recorded what the Holy Spirit and he decided was of most importance about the ministry of Jesus Christ for our coming to believe the truth about Jesus and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. In John chapter 1, verse 3, we learn that, quote, "All things came into being through Jesus." Therefore, the many truthful books that fill our world regarding creation and history, whether they mention Jesus or not, in some sense reveal his glory as the creator and sustainer of all that exists. An infinite number of books could be written about how Jesus Christ, throughout the millennia, from the beginning of creation and time, has blessed, cared for, healed, rescued, and saved his people from a countless variety of trials and tribulations, as well as blessed them beyond all expectations. He is our Creator, and the one who came into our world to die and rise again, to save us from our sins and grant us the undeserved gift of eternal life. Not to mention the blessed honor to be asked to serve him as long as we live. So yes, the whole world would not have enough room for all the books that could be written about Jesus. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What do these verses tell us about Christians who sin being given another opportunity to serve Jesus? 2. What did Jesus ask of Peter before he restored him as an apostle? 3. What type of love has Jesus shown for his people, his sheep? 4. When Peter asked about the future of John, how did Jesus answer him? 5. What do you think was the most important declaration that John made about his gospel? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Only Reason to Become a Christian. John, chapter 21, verse 24. This is the disciple who testifies to these things, and he wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Why should anyone become a Christian? Christians can think of many lasting personal benefits for becoming a Christian, benefits beyond what we can even begin to imagine now that will only increase throughout eternity. As we read the New Testament, we learn how Jesus Christ made these benefits possible for his followers by his death, burial, and resurrection. Unfortunately, some people believe in God only for the benefits, and they remain selfish and self-centered, thinking only of themselves and of what God will give them in the future. Satan accused Job of trusting in and honoring God only for the benefits, but Job showed Satan that he loved God and served God because God was worthy to be glorified. In John's Gospel, we learn the best reason to become a Christian. The best reason to follow Jesus is because Christianity is true. And because Christianity is true, the followers of Jesus turn from selfishness and self-centeredness to God-centeredness, to loving God supremely, to obeying God, and to loving others as Jesus Christ has loved them. From the way John's Gospel concludes with these words by one who knew John, his testimony is true, we know the greatest, most important, and the only real reason for becoming a Christian is because Christianity is true. Thinking further, John used the words true and truth far more than any of the other gospel writers. Depending on the translation in John, John's letters and Revelation, and John used the word true or truth 82 times. Dr. Francis Schaeffer concluded, there is only one reason, and not two, for becoming a Christian, and that is because Christianity is true. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.